It is a little bit of like, okay, this is what happened to Question Pro, but it's really a blueprint for anyone to use in terms of they want to get more exposure and they want journalists to pick them up. There's three key points that I'll be talking about that will allow you to, I mean, essentially replicate what we did.
All right. My name is Bob Burtso. I am the Membership Development Director here at SMR in North America. And I'm sitting today with Dan Fleetwood, who is the President of Research Insights at Question Pro.
Awesome.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, thanks for having me today, Bob. Appreciate it.
No worries. So I wanted to talk with you a little bit about your presentation a little bit later today. I know Question Pro had done some really cool research, pop culture research regarding Taylor Swift. And so I just wanted to ask you real quick, just in general terms, if you want to share a little bit about what was done there, just talk a little bit about that research.
Yeah, no problem. So last summer, we were definitely in our research era, if you will. See what I did there?
Yeah. I like it.
So we wanted to do some research on Taylor Swift. But kind of the marketing team is a bunch of Swifties, you know, so they wanted to obviously do some research on Taylor and tie it back to a kind of a cultural phenomenon or a cultural thing that was happening at the time. And it just so happened Taylor Swift was everywhere last summer, as we can attest, as we've seen. And so we did a lot of research on her. Little did we know how much this would catch on, and really, I'll talk more about it in the presentation, but we really captured lightning in a bottle with just the amount of media mentions and also the exposure that we got. We were being quoted in publications that we didn't even realize until I picked it up and I was like thumbing through a Time magazine article about Taylor Swift. I'm like, Dan Fleetwood, president of Research Insights, Research Insights at Question Pro, says this. So it completely caught fire. So
that's great.
Yeah.
I know some of your team members, so, and I know how passionate they are about Taylor Swift. So I could see it was probably a passion project for them.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
This is good. And it's work too. So they probably really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I do know, too, I know you mentioned you were a little bit surprised in some of the places that it was. Wasn't it on, like headline news or something?
Yeah.
Like it got caught, picked up, and some of those really cool, like, Associated Press or someplace, something where it got and really surprised you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it got picked up everywhere. So from CNN to Bloomberg to Washington Post. We partnered with the New York Times and did a story specifically for them on Taylor Swift because of all of this publicity that we were getting from it.
Oh, wow.
And there were countless, you know, news stations and even on the Today Show and the evening show with Lester Holt. So it was pretty cool to see Question Pro's name up there and tied to something as super relevant as Taylor Swift. So in no realm did I ever think Dan Fleetwood and Taylor Swift would be in the same, you know, ballpark, but
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
So can you also then tell me with regards to that research some of the key data points of what you guys kind of discovered and insights there?
Yeah, so one thing the marketing team, obviously I mentioned they're, you know, a bunch of Swifties, so they were looking at data before we even collected it in terms of what are other people saying. So in November of 2022, the term Swiftonomics kind of came out. And this was Augusta, who is a journalist at Bloomberg. She kind of coined the term Swiftonomics. She was looking at all the ticket sales and just seeing the impact that it was having on, I mean, obviously revenue, but then also just on the economy. So she, like, appropriately named it Swiftonomics. But one thing that the marketing team and myself wanted to find out more of is, okay, that's one piece of it. We know there are people that are spending money on outfits, on merchandise, on obviously the ticket sales, but there's a lot of auxiliary expenses that people are putting into going to these shows. So we wanted to try to capture that. So one of the things that we found that was really interesting is that the amount that people are spending when they go to Taylor Swift shows is about $1,300. So some of that's tickets, obviously, like that's around $400 in tickets.
Yeah.
And then the rest is things like merchandise, outfits, travel, food, and those sorts of things that all make up like the spending and the impact on the economy that she's having. So we factored that out and then looked at the concert, like the number of attendees that are going to each of the venues. We extrapolated the number out and estimated that she could generate $5 billion in economic impact just in the U.S. alone.
Wow.
This is not globally. We didn't
imagine that phase three where you get all. Oh my gosh!
So it was wild.
It's stunning.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. So why do journalists and storytellers need market research data, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's very important because the journalists and storytellers, they have like these ideas that they want to use for the stories, whether it's in online or whether it's on TV, whatever it might be. But they need numbers to back that up and to help legitimize what they're actually saying, right? So anytime like you read something, you're like, is that real? But then if you can back it up with numbers, it becomes a more impactful data point. As opposed to most people think, well, if you can say like 4 out of 5 people think that, you know, Taylor Swift is, you know, XYZ or does XYZ. So they really need market researchers to help back up the data in their story and the different narratives that they're coming up with.
Almost give it some credence or credit behind, you know, what you're finding.
Yeah. And I'll just add this. So in the presentation that I'm giving, it is a little bit of like, okay, this is what happened to Question Pro, but it's really a blueprint for anyone to use in terms of if they want to get more exposure and they want journalists to pick them up. There's 3 key points that I'll be talking about that will allow you to, I mean, essentially replicate what we did. Obviously, one of the things is timeliness. You need to have like timely data, and it has to be like an impactful and something that's trending at the current time, right?
Sure.
Like if you try to do, I don't know, something that isn't in the news, it's not going to get picked up, right?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
There's some key points there, but that's one of our goals. Is what we did isn't necessarily magic. It's more of the trends and catching at the right time, and then giving journalists these data points that they can then really utilize in their stories that are catchy and that they can go away with actually.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it would. There's no topic I think that's bigger than Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So if you're going to catch lightning in a bottle, that's the one you take.
And also in my house too.
Oh,
Taylor
that
Swift
too.
Is all the time.
Or in your building,
everywhere.
In your office, everywhere.
Yeah.
So taking a little bit of a departure then from your presentation, because I know you mentioned you're going to talk about that
a
little bit later today. I want to talk a little bit about your role also with SMR.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for folks that aren't familiar, Dan is also our North American representative chair. And I just wanted to get a little bit of a sense from you, Dan. What do you feel is kind of, you know, the meaning for you in that role, the importance of our representative team in North America? Like, how do you see that?
The way that I see it is, one, very honored to be the chair for the North American rep team. And the way that I see it is you have a bunch of associations both in the U.S. and obviously in other parts of the country. One thing that I think SMR does exceptionally well is tie it all together. So even at Question Pro, we're, you know, a global company. I can't just have an outlook on what's happening in North America. I need to have like kind of a global sense of what's going on. So that's where I feel that SMR really helps me out and helps other people out, is not only having the impact and the look in North America, but globally as well. So I think that's very important in not only why I wanted to be a rep, but also the impact that SMR can have on North America and is having.
Yeah. And speaking of the impact, so this is our conference, the Art and Science of Innovation here in Chicago 2024. First time in a long time that we've done any sort of regional events in the U.S., in North America. The significance of that, the meaning for that, like going forward, like how huge, how important is this, you know, to the industry here and this particular market, would you say?
I think it's very important because you can talk about it, you can do webinars, but until you actually have like a big event in the U.S., it's almost like now you've arrived.
Yeah.
So, and I know SMR has done things in the past, but I think, you know, post-COVID, this is one of the first major events that they've put on here in the U.S. And so I think it's very significant. It's a chance for people to see like, oh, that isn't just a European research society. It's here in the U.S. as well. They can also help me out. And it helps be more real, right? It helps that feeling of, I think, just when you can be somewhere with other SMR representatives in the same spot, obviously, that's in a real spot, not just like a webinar or, you know, something virtual. It makes it that much more impactful, that much more real.
Yeah, exactly. More meaningful for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
I think that wraps it up, unless you got anything else.
The only thing is the refer member.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Member,
so
get a member.
Member, get a member. So if you refer a member, then you can get a member, or you'll get your membership free for the next year.
Right.
Is that right?
Well,
you know more about this than I do, actually.
So our Member, Get a Member campaign, which is an initiative we've been planning for a little while now, just launched this week here at the Art and Science of Innovation in Chicago. It is a global program, so it's open to any SMR member, regardless of where you are, as long as you're active. And basically, you can earn rewards for referring another individual member to join the association. So when you refer them and they actually do go ahead and join, you will earn a credit for that, and those credits can be cashed in for prizes. Now, those prizes could be membership, they could be a download of a report, all the way up to the highest tier we have, which is a complimentary pass to our Congress event in that particular year. And we've also got, Amazon gift cards and that type of thing. So it's incentivized such that based on the number of new referrals you bring in, the more you can actually earn as an active member. So it is open to all of our active members who are basically out recruiting new individual members. And that's going to run starting now all the way through September 30th. So you got about 3 months to total up those credits.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thanks, Dan.
Yeah. Thanks, Bob.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah. That was awesome.